Hi, this is a dictation for Nina, N-I-N-A. Last name is Myers-Griffin, M-Y-E-R-S-G-R-I-F-F-I-N. Date of birth is 7/24/1963. Date of accident 2/2/2021. Date of service is 5/2/2023. Nina Myers, M-Y-E-R-S, Griffin. We have this patient here for follow-up visit today. She reports of suffering from extreme severe pain throughout her body. Especially the worst pain is in the lower back, which is 8, neck is 8, headaches 8, mid-back pain is 8. She has some radiation to both arms of numbness and tingling, but no radiation to the legs is complained of. She has pain in both ankle and feet. She reports that the pains have not got better despite all the treatment she has had in the last 2 years. As you know, she was initially injured on 2/2/2021. Her primary care physician, Dr. Paula, at Providence Hospital was treating her, but now their office is closed, she's gone on extended leave or some issue. The records are not available at this time. The patient reports that she went to the hospital and their office, but the records are completely gone. And possibly there is a legal action going on, so maybe that is the reason. We don't know the answer. At this time, I have no records of this patient. We have requested her attorney to send us the IME report as well as other records, but they do not have any. So it's a physical therapist and other providers. They also have sent a record request to Beaumont Hospital, Sinai Grace Hospital, as well as Providence Hospital. We'll wait for 10 days to see if any reports will come. And hence, it's difficult to take care of her with all the issues. She's seeking Schedule II pain medications. And we have informed her that without the MRI, it is not possible. Now she tells me that her MRI was scheduled by Dr. Pollock, her primary care physician at Sinai Grace Hospital, on 5/17/2023. But she is no longer treating her. Lumbar spine MRI is supposed to be done. In addition, patient doesn't want any kind of injections. She also doesn't want any toradol injection. She's always very angry, panicky, depressive. And we'll try to help as best as we can. Occasionally, she has pain in the left hip, which is 7. She also reports pain in both the knees, which is 7, and the right hand numbness, especially involving second, third, and fourth fingers. Pain level is 8 to 9, and ADLs are affected 10, especially general activity, mood, work, relationship with other people, and enjoyment of life are affected 10. The walking ability and sleep are affected 8. Rest of the physical examination is from the chart, including system review, substance abuse, compliance history, and she reports 0% relief in the symptoms. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 90/58, pulse is 60, and pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit, which is dated 4/24/2023, dictation number 0425-062. The plan will, and the diagnosis is the same. Plan is to continue looking for the CT scan that she says she has had at Beaumont Hospital and other MRI report from all the sources, including Beaumont Hospital, Providence Hospital, Sinai Grace, as well as her physician, Dr. Pollock, and we have supplied her with the order for physical therapy to continue 3 times per week, traction, massage. We have discussed the chiropractic role, but she doesn't want it. Acupuncture, she doesn't want it. Injection role, doesn't want it. The patient is continuously disabled, with housework and transportation help. And compounding cream, ketoprofen, cyclobenzaprine, gabapentin, lidocaine, pilocarpine. Pilocaine cream is ordered along with naltrexone. 1 mg tablet twice a day. She's also provided with steroids for every 6 hour PRN, 75 tablets for headaches. Gabapentin is provided 600 mg 8 hourly tablets. She's provided with Migrinol nasal spray 1 or 2 in each nostril for severe headaches. She's provided an additional Narcos 5 mg 325 every once or twice a day for severe pain only. Her maps were reviewed and she has been on narcotics for a long, long time from this doctor and from her primary care doctor. Her labs have been reviewed. It appears that she's in the process of being evaluation. She already has been provided with Celebrex, Flexeril, Elavil, Xanax, Lyrica, and Furisets from the in-house, in-office pharmacy. She'll be seen in 15 days' time after her MRIs are done.